Good morning, sunshine. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And I want to thank each of you for joining me and all of our new guests. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation so early on Sunday morning. You know, this show has gone through many phases of change. We used to air at 11 a.m., then it was 9:30 a.m., and now it's down to 6 a.m. because so many people are either getting up here on the East Coast preparing for that day to go to their houses of worship, or some people are just up early because that's who they are, and others are still up or on their way to bed. And some people have voiced their opinions that they like to hear the meditation before they go to bed, and others like to hear it when they're first starting their day. So I get up at 6 a.m. so that I can reach so many of our wonderful and beautiful listeners. And thank you so much for all of your support. As always, we are listening to Reflections Tai Chi CD, Music for Relaxation, produced and composed by one of my personal favorite artists, Thomas Walker. So this is Reflections Tai Chi CD. And the music, our opening music, was Dragon. That's the title of it, Dragon. Well, welcome to our 15 minutes of stress relief and release and our inspirational vitamin. And if you did not notice today, this is an extended show because so much has happened this week. And I've said this before that I get my inspirations for our Sunday morning meditation and our Healing Through Hurt show that airs at 9 p.m. on Saturday evenings. It will return in our fall season to our regular Saturday evening schedule for Healing Through Hurt. But I get my inspirations from something or someone that I have interacted with during the week, or at some time this month or whenever. Well, this week, as you know, this is part two of our two-part series. And, you know, last week we did Sound the Alarm. This week we're doing Silence the Noise. And I hope you're all in your favorite spot, just lying back, listening to my voice. I want you to just relax. And you know, really, the Sunday morning meditation is, anyone who knows me personally knows that I will voice my opinion. I will say the things that people walk around keeping to themselves, and they only think to themselves, or they'll say it to someone else behind the person who they need to be saying it to's back. So I am the voice of a lot of people. And this week, we're talking about silencing the noise. And our inspirational vitamin comes from Proverbs 21:23. Whoever fixes his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. And we're going to try to hit on that from different angles today. Because, you know, right now, every couple of months, I host the Healing Through Art contest. And this just came at a wonderful time because I've done this several times, and what I do, I belong to an art showcase group, and I have two groups there, and total I have over 500, close to 600 members in my group. And some people may not think that this is impressive, but again, I'd rather have 600 members and 600 participating people than to have 500,000 people and have 10 that actually are supporting. Numbers mean nothing if you don't have the interaction and the continuous support. So again, I started up the artist group. I put out my call for entries from all over the world. Now, round one went well. There were no problems whatsoever, but this time around, you know, I've had people who have gone behind me, didn't talk to me and complained to the master group leaders, that I was trying to steal their work, and why did I need this and that? And I'm like, if I'm to promote you, I need something to promote you with. People like to see, touch, and feel. And since this is radio, and I can, when they log on to the websites and things, they'll be able to see your work, and I'll do the rest to promote you. And, of course, we have the voting, and the winner of the contest in each round gets an interview here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And round one winners, because I was on my way to a taping of a new talk show, Inspiring Lives with Dr. Shelley, which actually begins to air this Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can do a Google search for Inspiring Lives with Dr. Shelley, or you can always reach me at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org, and I'll send you the information so that if you're not in the New York, Pittsburgh area, you'll be able to listen to the show and watch it online. It will be streaming online. So wherever you are, anywhere in the world, you'll be able to see the show. My particular segment right now doesn't air until November the 19th, but I encourage you to watch each and every episode and find what you need out of each of those guests and their stories. So with that said, let's jump right in. I hope you're all lying back, eyes closed. Just listen to my voice. Start breathing at your own pace. Just relax. It's a beautiful day. And it's a brand new beginning, brand new day, brand new week, first day of the rest of your life. Only you determine how you're going to handle it and welcome it. Okay, lie back and relax. And let me go back to the story of the art contest. I had a woman, I've never conversed with her before. She's from France, because I said this is a worldwide contest. She called me everything but a child of God. She accused me of exploiting the artists and their lives, and I don't know anything about these people's lives, and I'm just using them. And I said, ma'am, I don't know what I've done to you. You don't know me or my story. And she says, I'm going to get you your account removed and this and that. And fortunately, after going back and forth, the owners of the art group sided with me. I've done nothing wrong. And this brings me to our topic today, to silence the noise. How many times have you worked with someone or had a neighbor or someone who doesn't like you for whatever reason, and they'll talk about you to everyone in the neighborhood or in your workplace, and other small minds will join in and attack you and not like you, and you don't even know why? Or some of us even have family members who talk to other family members to try to alienate them from us. There comes a time when certain people need to be shut down, and we need to silence the noise. For my little hater in France, and, you know, it has nothing against the country, it just so happens that she's from France. So I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I'm not going to say she's from a country I don't want to name. She's from France, okay? If she was from America, I'd say she was from whatever state she is in America. Doesn't matter. She's French. Anyway, this woman who I've never met from across the ocean, she called me everything but a child of God. You would have thought that she knew me in some way. Add to it, another individual wrote to the company and insinuated or gave the inference that I was trying to steal their work. I'm an artist myself, and I do quite well. I've made quite a few sales, and people happen to like what I do. I do not need to take anyone else's anything, but it amazes me how many people on both ends will go after someone else to help them along or to facilitate their hatred, but they will not do it themselves. Now, my little friend from France, I think that possibly she's someone who's hurting, and the contest itself gave her a venue to tell her story And she's not ready to do that. And so many people who are hurt tend to lash out. And I believe maybe that's what's going on with her. And one thing that I always stress is that we have to learn how to forgive, and we have to learn how to move forward. Pray for our enemies. We have to just let that go. Leave them to a higher power and let them take care of it. And as it turns out, her modus operandi was to attack me and get my account shut down and report me and report my foundation. And as it turns out, she was the one on the receiving end of the reprimands, not me. So to all the people out there who are sounding the alarms and sounding the false alarms, karma has no deadline. So what goes around will come around. So we need to understand something. Our lips can get us in a lot of trouble. And next week, our topic is legends and lies. So many people have become legends in their own lies because they've told so many lies to cover the other lies that they start to believe their own rhetoric and dribble. So just remember something. What's that old adage about loose lips sink ships? And I always say, lips ahoy, because it's time for me to send the lips and the owners afloat. They need to go out and never come back, because if that's all you're going to bring to my life, then I do not welcome or need you in my life. Just remember to always have the positive around you, people who will encourage and uplift you, and you return the favors to them. We cannot move forward if we only have negative energy surrounding us. We have to surround ourselves with positive energy. And you know, many of you know that I'm a survivor of severe domestic violence. I was dehumanized, I was raped, but guess what? I'm here. And so many people told me, oh, he seems so nice, about my ex-husband, who was a narcissistic sociopath. But the bottom line is, seeming nice in public is what people who hurt you do. They have a different facade, a different mask that they wear in public. But behind closed doors, nobody heard me yell, nobody heard me scream, because so many of us are busy living our lives. We don't even hear when someone is crying out in silence. We don't notice. And of course, some people said that they noticed that I had changed, but they just brushed it off. And they didn't question it. They didn't check on me. They did nothing. And I would still check on them and look out for them. And when they are going out of town or whatever, some of them let me know so that I can look out for them, their property, and take care of things for them. But if I spent my life expecting the same thing in return that I give, I'd be a very disappointed person for the most part. Because people are living for themselves. And now in these hard economic times, so many people are angry. They're out for themselves. And at work especially, maybe, you might have someone who needs that extra overtime or that extra money. And they may stoop to all types of levels to lie on you, about you, to you, just so that they can bump you out of their way. And I say this to so many of us, learn how to live with less until this economy turns around and we can obtain more. And even then, just remember, I want you to remember, don't go back out and start overspending. Save that money, because this economic trial that we're in is part of a vicious cycle we've been in for generations. The Great Depression, recovery, another depression, a recession, depression, and eventually we will recover again. So learn to be comfortable at whatever status you have, and learn to save. Learn to save. I extended this show because one topic leads into something else. But back to my little hater and all the people who've done dirt to me behind my back, I still stand. Ex in aeribus resurgam. From the ashes I shall rise. Or I shall rise from the ashes. Like the phoenix, I shall rise. We need to know when it's time to move on. And people who are closest to me, I tell them from the get-go when they're new associates, if I stop and I step back from you, it's because you've showed me your true colors. I'm not going to argue with you. Because once, a lot of times when you have people who whose lips have gone way too far and you question them about it, they get defensive and they try to turn things on you, and then they tell more lies to cover the lies from the other lies. So it becomes a lost cause. I just step back. I won't stop talking to get to them, but I let them know, once you show your true colors in any form, especially lying, I'm done on that level. And, you know, some people, I would spend my whole time, every word they say, I don't have time to sit up and say, you're lying, that's a lie, you're lying. And some people say, don't say lying, call it untruth. So what, a lie is a lie. I always come with references. I come with paper, as they call it. Everything that I've said, I have items to back that up. Some people want to be a success, but they don't want to work for it. So they drop names and they try to hang on to coattails and apron strings and whatever they can do. So many people don't want to work for their success. So they create a fantasy world. And one lie has to make that fantasy greater. I do not know everything. Life is a learning process, and I enjoy learning. When I cease to learn, I'll probably cease to exist. I don't know everything, but I know a lot about many things. And I try to know a little bit of a lot of things so that I can converse with anyone on just a plethora of topics. You know, it's okay to not know. It's okay to ask questions. I did not get to where I am because I did not do my research and ask questions. I had to be humbled enough to tell people I did not understand. Could you please help me along? And they were more than happy to do so. And I always say, when much is given, much is expected. And I enjoy helping others. I am content sitting in the shadows, allowing others to develop their leadership and to reach their goals. I enjoy doing what I do. And I have the haters all over. And they're still there at square one where I used to be. And, you know, the odd part, some people I haven't seen in years, but I can find someone who's still in touch with them, and they're still wondering where I am, what I'm doing, years later. And I don't give those people a thought. It's really a shame when some people are so fixated on ruining other people that they're just missing out on living their own lives and reaching their own destinations, whatever they may be. Sometimes we have to silence the noise in whatever way, within the confines of law, you silence those who are speaking ill of you. And then you silence the noise in your heart, mind, body, and spirit, because so many of us carry around that chatter in our heads. We need to silence the noise. Silence the noise across the board. Shut down those who speak ill of you, and then silence it in your mind. And with that said, we're going to go into our breathing exercises and our release. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes and relax. We're going to inhale. Now exhale. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Something I haven't done in the last few weeks. With our eyes closed, we're going to get that proverbial sledgehammer. We're about to wheel that sledgehammer to the mirror that's showing us the reflections of all of the things that have hurt us and caused us stress and grief in the past. We're going to wield that hammer, pick it up, swing it around, hit that mirror. Break the pain. Break that cycle of pain and reflection. And we're going to walk through the frame of that mirror into unknown, uncharted waters to our new destiny. And remember, we go into that destiny and the unknown, but we go in with our armor and shield, and we're ready to do battle with whatever may come our way, good or bad. If it's good, we'll probably have to work hard and battle those who don't want us to have good in our lives. If it's bad, we'll be ready to do battle. And just remember, you do not have to fight alone. You have soldiers all around you waiting to go into battle with you if need be. And before I go, as always, you know my mantra. I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your beautiful gardens grow. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And as always, many of you know, both Healing Through Hurt and Healing Through Hurt Sunday Morning Meditation is presented by the Wall Foundation, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you ever need to reach us, or you'd like to support us in any way, whether it be words of encouragement or donating a product, service, goods, whatever you have, we have so many programs and so many people in need that we help. We appreciate all of your support. Give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And for those of you who are on Twitter, we're at wall_foundation. Contact us there. I handle the Twitter and the Facebook page. And if you're on Facebook, and join us on Facebook and look at the virtual galleries and our artists' entries and their stories into the Worldwide Healing Through Art contest. One of their stories may be what you need to touch your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. So again, if you want to see us or join us on Facebook, just do a search for Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Usually it comes right up. Just join us, and yes, I am the one who facilitates and monitors both the Facebook page and the Twitter account. So you're actually talking to me when you join, when you send messages. You actually do speak with me and me alone. And I will let you know well in advance when one of the other administrators are online in my absence, if I am on tour or have some other obligations. But I'm here for you, always. If you send me a message overnight, I'll answer you whenever I wake up in the morning. but you will get a response. And if I'm not available, I will have one of my assistants write to you. We are a group of volunteers. Even I do not get compensated, and I enjoy doing what I'm doing. Yes, someday I'd like to make this my life's work, but right now I'm doing what I'm compelled to do, and we are growing and moving one day at a time. And with that said, a lot of my volunteers are going through their own trials and tribulations. So we work together. So someone will always be here to help you. More than likely, it will be me always. But if not, then you will get one of my workers. I want you to just know that you are not alone. Let's just continue to close your eyes and breathe. And I'm about to turn the show over to the music. Reflections, Tai Chi CD, Music for Relaxation, produced and composed by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. Until next time, sunshine, keep smiling, even in the midst of your storm and when you don't want to, because at the end of the day, trust me, that smile will have done so much for your spirit and for your stress levels. And you never know how your smile has affected someone else. I did a show a few months ago, and I just wasn't feeling like anything. And I had gone in to work, and I had a perfect stranger say, "Where's that beautiful smile of yours?" Because people tell me that I have a smile that can stop traffic. I say, okay, but I never noticed that people notice me, and they notice you too. Just lie back 1 minute, 42 seconds. Just relax. Then you can start your day. But hopefully you're starting it with a lot less stress and baggage. Until next week, sunshine, when our topic will be legends and lies. This is Maria Wall thanking you so much. Wishing you the very best of everything. And I'll see you again soon. Concludes our broadcast day. I hope you all enjoyed this week's Sunday morning meditation. And just remember, you're not alone. Smile, even when you do not feel like it. This is Maria Wall Sunshines, thanking each and every one of you for your continued encouragement and support. I'm still walking my journey too, and I don't believe that I could do it without each of you. I feel your energy, and I hope you feel mine too. So until next week, be well, and I pray each of you enough.